Okay, let's see. If a person...
Probably Huguenot.
If a person were distributing cake or something and you wanted to know whether you were to be included in the distribution, you would say, am I?
Am I going to get a piece? Am I going to get a share?
That's fine. These grammatical things are awfully hard to do in any sort of logical way. If a child were just learning to dress himself, the mother might bring in the clothes, put them down in front and say, well, here.
Dress yourself.
Well, finishing the sentence, here.
Here are your clothes.
Sure.
By the way, look in today's Picayune, and you'll see a New Orleansism.
Hmm.
The question, the child doesn't know exactly what's ready or what the mother wants the child to put on. Says, Mama, what to wear?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that, I don't think that's very common elsewhere.
No, I don't think so.
And look at the, I think it's Krieger's Women's Store has an ad saying, what to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a localism. It's translated from French Camapa.
Mm. If there were a little boy going to the dentist and he were afraid, the dentist might say, don't be frightened, I'm not
going to hurt you.
Good. And if you were having an argument and you wanted someone to confirm your opinion, you might say, well, I'm right. The English equivalent of Nespa, I'm right.
Well, ain't I? Sounds lower class to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably say, don't you think, or
would you say
am I not? Sounds awfully formal.
Do you ever say, aren't I?
No.
Okay.
That sounds cute.
Do you use ain't at all?
Well, my childhood playmate certainly did.
Mm-hmm. But you don't
and
believe
And I guess
you...
I did, too.
Mm.
But I didn't introduce it into the household. I forgot my father was a teacher.
If you were talking about the old days when everything was better, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, the good old days.
Ah, blank. You mean for? Oh, for the good old days, that sort of thing?
No, it's a pronoun and a verb.
You mean like, it's not like
well,
the good old days?
Well, you probably would not say them was the good old days. What would you say?
Those were the days.
There. Okay. If I ask you, did you just slam the door, you'd say no.
It blew shut.
Well, denying that it was you, you'd say no.
It wasn't me.
Okay.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
I might not say that to a class, but...
Mm-hmm. If a woman wanted to make a dress of a certain color, she might take a little piece of cloth to use as a...
Well, I know the word swatch. Is that what you're looking for?
That is one common term. There's another word I want pronunciation.
Sample?
Mm-hmm, that's it. Then if she saw a dress she liked, she might say, that's a very, meaning attractive. It's
it's a nice shade.
Just an adjective meaning attractive.
Pretty?
Mm-hmm. And if she saw one she liked even better, she'd say, that's even.
Prettier.
Okay. You've used this word about the fireplace, but what might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
Mm-hmm. And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Oh, pen, right, definitely.
And to hold the baby's diaper on, you'd use...
Pin.
Mm-hmm. And,
That's something that has always made us laugh about other Southerners.
Mm-hmm.
It's as close in, say, as Bay St. Louis, you know. You can hear people say, lend me a pen, a sticking pen, or a writing pen,
mm-hmm.
is the question.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, and not the surrounding territory,
mm-hmm.
very clear, pen, except among blacks.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same in black speech? Pin.
Mm-hmm.
And us.
Hi, George.
We're recording on tape.
Near the end of this. It's mm-hmm. going to run out any second. You've already, in fact, pronounced the middle. And what is the last, the number after 9?
10.
Uh-huh. So we get a contrast there. What might they, one of the questions is about 10 cups. Do they ever drink from anything other than a 10 cup at a well, to your knowledge?
Dipper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you put on to go out in the winter to keep you warm?
Coat.
Okay.
Overcoat.
Between the coat and the shirt, you might wear a...
Vest.
Mm-hmm. That is so near the end of the reel, I think I'm just going to stop it here.